أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
Dear brothers and sisters, so I'm very happy that we are back again and we are going to continue our discussion about, you know, like the claim that Jesus Christ is God. And as I told you before, a lot of people are telling us that the truth lies in the Holy Bible. Okay, this is what we are going to do today. We are going just to read the Holy Bible together in order to get some sentences and some phrases from the Holy Bible to check them and to see if Jesus Christ is God, as a lot of people are saying, or not. Okay, so I don't want anybody to be angry today. I'm going to talk from the Holy Bible, okay, and we're going to get evidences out of this book. A lot of people say that this book is revealed by Allah, okay, and they say at the same time that Jesus Christ is Allah, or Jesus Christ is God. Now, let's see what this book says about that. Okay, now I want you to move, first of all, with me. Please, I want you to go with me to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and exactly chapter 5:8. Let's go to Matthew 5:8 and read together. Matthew, New Testament, 5:8. Okay. Let's read that. Now, this is Jesus Christ speaking here. And Jesus Christ is trying to teach people, trying to make them learn something. So, Jesus Christ says, "Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." Very interesting. Now let's read that together one more time. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Now Jesus Christ is trying to tell us in this part that those people who have pure hearts, who have good hearts, who have kindness in their hearts, they will see God. Now let's talk about seeing God a little bit. Now, we Muslims believe that we will see God, but in the hereafter. Good people, believers, will see God in the hereafter. But the disbelievers will not be able to see God. So this is our belief. But we're not talking about Islam right now. We're talking about Christianity. We're talking about the Holy Bible. Now, Jesus Christ is teaching us in here that people who will see God, okay, are the people who have pure heart. And let me tell you something. Jesus Christ was living in Palestine, Judea. Used to live in these places, and actually a lot of people saw Jesus Christ. Some people had pure hearts, but some other people didn't. Like, a lot of disbelievers saw Jesus Christ, and a lot of believers saw also Jesus Christ. So it is not only about pure heart, people who have pure heart, pure hearts are going to see God. Because if Jesus Christ is God, okay, so how could many disbelievers see Him? If Jesus Christ were God, how could many disbelievers see Jesus Christ anyway?
Because Jesus Christ here in this place
is telling us how pure-hearted people will see Him. Pure-hearted people will see God. Now, how could Jesus Christ be God and at the same time a lot of disbelievers saw Jesus Christ, like the Romans, Caiaphas, you know, like the biggest priest in the Jewish temple? A lot of people who disbelieved in Jesus Christ saw Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ were God, nobody, okay, would have been able to see Him, according to what He's saying here. So, now let's say that one more time. So, again, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. People who have pure hearts will see God. But the problem is that a lot of people who had bad hearts saw Jesus Christ. That mean that Jesus Christ is not God. It's a very simple equation. From where did we get this result? From the Holy Bible. Because Jesus Christ told us this. He said that people who have pure hearts will see God. But actually, a lot of people who don't have pure hearts, who didn't have pure hearts, saw Jesus Christ. Okay? So, let's move to another point. Now, and let's go to, we are in Matthew also. I want you to go to 16:16. Okay. Matthew 16:16. Interesting. Now, let's see. Now, Jesus Christ is asking the disciples a question. Who do you say I am? This is Jesus Christ asking. Who do you say I am? Now, this is a very important question because we really need an answer. We really need an answer. We Muslims, we understand that Jesus Christ is not God, and we know that He is a very respectful prophet. But we don't believe that He's God. Now he's asking one of His disciples, who do you say I am? Now, Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, you are the Christ. He didn't say, you are God. He said, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the Christ. He didn't say, you are God. Now, a guy will come and say, yes, but he said, you are the Son of the living God. I said, and what's wrong with this? Does this phrase or does this sentence mean that Jesus Christ is God? It doesn't. Okay? Because in the previous part, we read together that Jesus Christ was saying that blessed are the peacemakers because they will be called sons of God. So there are tons and thousands of sons of God. So it is not only one Son of God. According to the New Testament, we have thousands of sons of God. Okay? So look at this. It is a very simple question. Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ. Now why don't we get so simple, people, here? It is very important that we become so simple. A lot of people are telling me that Jesus Christ is God, and I ask one question. Show me in the Bible, where Jesus Christ said that He's God. We cannot find a place in the Bible in which Jesus Christ said He is God. And even one of His disciples, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. God would say, the Son of the living God means He's God. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that He's a good person. It means that He obeys God. Okay, that's what it means. Okay? And because we know that this is a metaphor that was used in the New Testament and the Old Testament also. That people who do the orders of God, And people who obey God, they are called sons of God. So it wasn't Jesus Christ alone. He was the Christ, we accept that. You can say he is the Messiah, acceptable. But you cannot tell us that he's God. Okay? Now, will you give us an evidence from the Holy Bible that he is God? Believe me, you wouldn't find a phrase or a sentence in the Holy Bible telling us Jesus is God. Now, let's move also. So we are in the same place, and I want you to move to Matthew 30, 23. Matthew 30, 23. Oh, not Matthew, sorry. So, yes. Matthew, not 30, 20. Oh, there's no 30 anyway. Yeah, sorry for this. 20, yes, let's go. Yes, Matthew. So we need Matthew 20, 23. Interesting. Yeah. This is a very good story and a very good situation we have here. It's very interesting for me. Now, okay. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." So he answered, "You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" They answered, "We can." Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." Now this is very interesting. Two disciples want to be at the right hand of Jesus Christ, one at the right, one at the left, okay, when they are in heaven. But Jesus Christ said something that is very interesting. He said that, "I'm not the right guy to grant you this. I'm not the person who is able to give you this." Why? Because simply he's not God. He doesn't even have the ability to grant people places in heaven. Why? Because he's not God. And he confessed that, you know, like, so plainly. He said that this belongs only to my Father. And we know that the word Father was also used to refer to God. Now, listen to this again. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit on my right or left is not for me to grant." It's not for me to grant. Like, as if he was trying to say that you asked the wrong person. Okay? It is not me who is supposed to give you this. If you want it, you ask my Father. And of course we know the metaphorical language used here, that he means by my Father, he used Allah, he means God. Okay? But it has nothing to do with father and son relationship. Okay? And let's continue. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. Now, I want you to tell me something. What God is this who is not able to grant people what they want? Jesus confessed in these few words that he's not able to do that. He's not able. I want you to look. Okay, that's it. At my right or left. At my right or left. These places. Okay. Get a closer look at these verses here, at these phrases here, sentences here. Okay, as you see, Jesus Christ is not able to grant people places in heaven. How can you say that he's God anyway? Okay, Jesus Christ was not that arrogant to tell his disciple that, "Yes, sure, I'm the right guy, I can give you this." No, he said that this belongs to my Father, I'm not able to do that. Okay, but the strange thing is that people insist that Jesus Christ is God, while actually Jesus Christ confessed more than one time that he's unable to do many things, because a lot of things are like everything is in the hand of God, and he's not able to do this and to do that. Okay, so I want you now to move with me also to Matthew 26. Matthew 26:39. Matthew 26:39. Okay. And this is very interesting also, but I said that before, but I really like to mention this one more time in this episode. Going a little farther, and the speech here is about Jesus Christ. He fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And as you see, one more time. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." So, one more time, the most important will is God's will, okay? Not Jesus' will, okay? And as you see, Jesus fell on his face, prostrated himself, okay, in front of God. So, please stop telling us that Jesus Christ is God, because it doesn't make sense. This is your book here. This is the Holy Bible. Okay, I'm not talking from the Holy Quran. And Jesus is prostrating himself in the Holy Bible. He fell on his face and he prayed in the Holy Bible. And the strange thing that a lot of people use this book, the same book, to tell us that Jesus Christ is God. Now, how could that be? So, move to Mark. I have a very interesting part also in Mark. I want you to move to Mark 2:6. Now let's read that. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Now this is very important. One more time. "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." The Son of Man. A human being. Son of Man. A human being. This is natural. He said, Son of Man. Man means human being, person. A Son of Man means person, a human being. Okay? A Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Who gave him this authority? Who gave Jesus Christ this authority? God gave him this authority. Even people in this situation. Now let's read together. He said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." He got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone. And they praised God. They knew that this miracle is given to Jesus Christ through God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Okay, so the authority to do miracles and to forgive sins, okay, was given to Jesus Christ through God. And he said that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Was given to me. Okay, so, another part here, which is, I want you also to move to Mark 8:29. We have a question in 8:29. Okay. 8:29. Interesting. Now, the question one more time in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus and his disciples went on the villages to onto the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And still others, one of the prophets. But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. I need to ask you a question. In this very simple story, did you see a crazy guy telling us that Jesus Christ is God? I mean, come on! These are the beliefs, okay, about Jesus Christ at that time, okay? As you see, we have witnesses here. We have facts written in this part, in this place, okay? Now, let me read you that again. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. Okay, on the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" He replied, "Some say John the Baptist." John the Baptist was God? He was not God. John the Baptist was not God. Okay, now, so, and others say Elijah. Was Elijah God? No, he was not God. Okay. And still others, one of the prophets. The prophets are gods? No, they're not gods. So he asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Is the Christ God? No, he's not God, because even the title was given to people before him. Like David was called the Messiah of the Lord. Was David God? No, he was not God. Okay? And as you know, Christ in Hebrew means Messiah or Mashiach. Okay? And the Christ is the Greek name for Messiah, the Hebrew name. Okay, so the title even was known to the Jews also at this time. Okay? So, I didn't find anyone in this little story telling us that Jesus Christ is God. Okay? Who do you think I am? You're God. Come on, forget it! Nobody said that. Even people at the time, even the disciples themselves, they didn't say so. Okay. Okay. Now let's move to another part. I want you now to move to Mark 11:13. Mark 11:13. Now let me read you this also. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. God is hungry. Can you believe so? Jesus was hungry. A hungry God. Wow. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. He went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Wow. We have interesting information in this part. A God that is hungry, a God that doesn't know the time for the figs, the season of figs, a God who doesn't know the unseen. He doesn't know what's going to happen in the future. What God is this? This is very human. Jesus was hungry. So you're telling me that I have to worship a hungry God? A dog that becomes hungry sometime? Yeah. Okay? And then he went to find out if it had any fruit. He doesn't even know about facts, simple facts. Okay, interesting. So I want you to move also with me to another part, which is we're still in Mark. I want you to go to 13:32. 13:32. Okay. Now let me read you this. Now Jesus Christ is trying to tell the disciples about, you know, like the hereafter and the great things that are going to happen, the end of days. And he said, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son. Simply, because Jesus is not God, he doesn't know about this hour. He doesn't know about the hour. He doesn't know when the end of days comes. He doesn't know when this world ends. Because it's not God. He said that the Father only knows. God only knows. But I didn't know. Because simply he's not God. He's not God. What do you want, people? You know, like, we're talking from the Holy Bible. I'm giving you lots of evidences. I'm reading to you lots of evidences from the Holy Bible that Jesus is not God. And I want you to give me just one sentence from the Holy Bible in which Jesus Christ said, I'm God, please worship me. It didn't happen. It doesn't exist. Okay. So let's move also to another part here in the Holy Bible. I want you to go to Mark 14:61. Mark 14:61. Okay. But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? He said, I am. So Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. We see Jesus here differentiating between himself and God. This is very clear. Are you the Christ? The high priest said, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? He said, I am. I am the Christ. And you will see the Son of Man. He didn't say, and you will see me as God. You will see the Son of Man. Son of Man. This is the Son of Mary. And Mary, or the daughter of a man, very human, sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One. The Mighty One, who's God, the Mighty One. So we have like, things are not mixed together here. But the problem is that when you talk to a Christian guy, tell him, no, Jesus Christ is God. I mean, come on! I don't see that in the text here. I see different, you know, like, personalities, totally different. I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man. He's talking about himself, the Son of Man. Come on the clouds of heaven. You will see the Son sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One who is God. Now, we have difference here. Okay? He didn't say, I'm God. And don't tell us, that one more time, don't tell us that the Son of God means God. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that the Son of Man or the Son of God means that someone who is close to God. Someone who obeys God. Okay, because this is mentioned many times in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So, again, now let's move to Luke. No, still in Mark also. Luke, let's go to Luke 2:26. okay. For you, 226. It had been revealed to him. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It means that he was a prophet. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Lord's Christ. Now I need to tell you something. What I read here is very clear. This man called Simon, okay, he knew that before he dies, he knew this, he knew that before he dies, he would see the Lord's Christ. Now, what is more important to be mentioned? To see the Lord's Christ, or to see the Lord, or to see God? Okay? If Jesus Christ were God, okay, it would be mentioned that this guy would see the Lord, would see God, but actually, it wasn't written like that. What I read is the Lord's Christ. The Lord's Christ with a possessive S. The Lord's Christ. Okay? So, and that simply means that Jesus is not God. Jesus is the Christ. And we Muslims, we confess that. We say that. We have no problem yet. Jesus is the Messiah. But the Messiah is not God. Okay? And he was a great prophet. Okay, now look at this. Let me complete the story. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Okay? Like circumcision. Simon took him in his arms and praised God. Why didn't he praise Jesus Christ if Jesus Christ is God? Why did he take Jesus Christ in his hands and praised God? Why didn't he praise Jesus Christ if he's God? I mean, this is crazy here. His arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Okay, and the rest of things. Okay. Now, so, when we read, things are very clear. When we talk to our Christian friends, things are very confusing. Because they say and they tell us things that are not written even in the Holy Bible. Actually, when I talk to them, I don't understand from where they get all this these ideas about Jesus Christ being God. I don't understand, actually. I read the Holy Bible many times, you know, but I don't see that Jesus Christ is God any place. Like, everything's clear, everything's not confusing, you know, like... Whatever. So let's move to another part. Okay, which is Luke also 10:21. Luke 10:21. Okay, 10:21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Okay. Then, yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. All things have been committed to me by my Father. Now we understand fully how could Jesus Christ have the authority to forgive sins on earth. Now it is written clearly here that all the things have been given to him through God. Because actually it was not God. Let's read that one more time. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. Everything was given to me by my Father. Yes. Like, and everything that we have is from God. Everything that everybody has is from God. Nobody is able to do anything without God, without Allah. Okay, so another part here. Okay, and we need to move to... okay. Yes, the book of Acts. 2:22. The book of Acts 2:22. You'll find that interesting. Now, 2:22. Okay. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to this. Okay? I read from the Holy Bible. Men of Israel, listen to this. Yes, please, listen to this. This is one of Jesus' disciples. He's talking here, okay? Peter, saying that. Okay, one more time. Men of Israel, listen to this. Okay, please listen to this. What is this? Jesus of Nazareth was a man acquitted by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. Wow, this is very clear. This is very clear. What do you need after this? To believe that Jesus Christ is not God. Even Peter is telling you this. Peter is telling you this. I mean, you're telling us that Peter was wrong and you are right? You knew Jesus Christ more than Peter did? He was his disciple. He used to walk with him, to eat with him, to talk to him. And he's telling this. Listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. As you yourself know. As if he's trying to tell people, come on, don't think that Jesus Christ is God. He was a man, a human being, accredited by God by miracles. God sent him with miracles, by miracles, to take you to the right path, to take you to the right way, to get you out of the darkness into the light. Okay? But he was not God. This is Peter talking. Okay, so now I'm supposed to believe you and say that Peter is a liar? Is Peter a liar? No, he's not a liar. Peter is not a liar. And this is written in the Holy Bible, in the book of Acts. And when we say that Jesus Christ is not God, we say, no, blasphemy. Okay, Muslims, you're not believers. You are disbelievers. You don't believe in Jesus Christ. You don't believe in salvation. You don't believe in redemption. You don't believe in crucifixion. No, we believe that Jesus Christ is a prophet and we respect him. But he was not God. And this is the Holy Bible speaking here. This is what the Holy Bible says. It's not me. I'm reading from the Holy Bible. And this is Peter. He's telling you that Jesus Christ was a man. But you're telling me now that Jesus Christ is God. Now, who is liar and who is truthful? Like, you couldn't be the same. You couldn't be the same. You cannot say that Jesus is God and Peter is telling you that Jesus is a man accredited by God by miracles and both of you are right. Okay? So, I think this is enough for me for today, for this episode. And I think we're going to have, inshallah, another episode talking about the other canonical books, you know, that are part of the Catholic religion or Catholicism. So I'm done now with this. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for watching this episode. And I hope to see you one more time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.